With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump promises strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz isn't reopened. However, there's been at least one report from Fox News that a possible agreement with the Iranian leaders and maybe even a ceasefire could happen as early as Monday. More good news from the joint U.S.-Israeli military operation in Iran.
U.S. forces have found and extracted that missing American service member in Iran. The rescue comes after Iran shot down one of our fighter jets last Friday. The rescue team is now safely out of Iran. The stranded service member had retreated to a cliffside area where he remained since Friday.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. It's Easter Sunday, and most of the world's 2 billion-plus Christians are celebrating the resurrection. Many churches got things started this morning with a sunrise service. U.S. churches say Easter is the holiday that draws the most people all year. Celebrations will be muted in war-torn parts of the world. President Trump proposing a massive increase in military spending for next year.
The president's 2027 budget includes a $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's a 44% increase for the Pentagon, and it's the largest military budget proposal in decades. According to details released by the White House, Donald Trump's budget also calls for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. The administration proposes cuts to green energy, housing, and health programs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A smoky wildfire in Southern California that broke out Friday morning is just about under control now. The Springs Fire in Riverside County, about 65 miles east of L.A., 75% contained at last check late on Saturday. Strong Santa Ana winds had finally begun to dissipate, making it a little easier. This is SRN News. Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability of out-of-state providers to get pills into pro-life states. Louisiana has such a lawsuit in federal court there. The attorneys general of Florida and Texas have one in Texas. Those two states, along with Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri, are making the same case in a Missouri court. Meanwhile, Texas has filed civil cases and Louisiana criminal ones against providers who send abortion drugs in. The Trump administration is suing the state of Minnesota and its school athletic governing body for allowing boys to compete in girls' sports. The Justice Department says the Minnesota State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. That's the federal law barring sex discrimination in all educational programs that receive federal dollars. This is SRN News. On Monday, President Trump and the First Lady will host the 49th annual Easter Egg Roll at the White House.
The Egg Roll is one of the oldest White House traditions, dating back to 1878 and the presidency of Rutherford B. Hayes. This year's Egg Roll is themed America 250, which honors the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Wooden spoon-wielding children will compete against each other to guide dyed hard-boiled eggs across a patch of the lawn toward a finish line. Over 40,000 eggs were donated by a North Carolina farmer for the event. Alongside the traditional egg roll and egg hunt, there will also be a card writing station, a cookie decorating station, and story time with the First Lady.
Correspondent Mike Basoli. Just two teams left for the NCAA men's basketball title. UConn will play Michigan tomorrow night after advancing on Saturday. This is SRN News.